Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
In the dynamic landscape of modern workplaces, success often hinges not just on technical skills or experience, but also on our ability to manage ourselves to better influence others. Limiting self-belief, sometimes referred to as our internal soundtrack, often deeply ingrained from childhood or past experiences, can significantly impact our performance and growth potential if left unexamined. They may seem harmless or even factual at first glance, but they can subtly shape our self-perception and consequently our professional outcomes. A limiting self-belief I heard recently is the notion of being quote-unquote just an indoor kid. This phrase suggests a preference for indoor activities over outdoor pursuits, which in turn may imply a reluctance or perceived inability to thrive in environments requiring social interaction or physical exertion. However, such labels overlook the adaptability and potential for growth that individuals possess. In a workplace context, this belief could manifest as a reluctance to participate in team-building exercises, networking events, or client meetings that occur outside of familiar indoor settings. But by challenging this belief and actively seeking out diverse experiences, individuals can discover untapped strengths and develop skills crucial for professional success. Here's another one. I'm no good with numbers. Well, that's just another self-limiting belief that can hinder workplace performance, particularly in fields requiring quantitative analysis or financial acumen. This mindset often stems from early experiences with mathematics or perceived deficiencies in numerical skills. However, proficiency in numerical tasks can be cultivated through practice and exposure to relevant learning opportunities. Embracing a growth mindset where challenges are viewed as opportunities for development rather than insurmountable obstacles empowers individuals to enhance their numerical literacy and contribute more confidently to decision-making processes within their organizations. For introverted individuals, the belief that quote-unquote, I'm introverted can act as a barrier to professional growth, particularly in industries that value assertiveness and extroverted communication styles. Introversion is often misunderstood as a limitation rather than a unique trait that offers distinct advantages such as deep listening skills, thoughtful reflection, and focused concentration. By reframing introversion as a valuable asset and leveraging strategies such as structured networking, public speaking practice, and finding roles that align with their strengths, introverted professionals can actually excel in their careers without compromising their authenticity. Self-limiting beliefs extend beyond these examples, encompassing a wide range of perceptions about one's ability, worthiness, and potential for growth. Whether it's the belief that, quote, I'm too old to learn new skills, end quote, or, quote, I'm not creative, end quote, or, quote, I don't have leadership qualities, end quote. These internalized narratives can create self-imposed boundaries that just stifle professional development and hinder career progression. So in summary, addressing and overcoming self-limiting beliefs requires a deliberate and introspective approach, and recognizing these beliefs as constructs that can be reshaped through self-awareness, intentional action, and a supportive environment is absolutely critical. By reframing these self-limiting beliefs and embracing a mindset of continuous growth and adaptation, individuals can unlock their full potential in the workplace and life in general. Now, each challenge becomes an opportunity for learning, each setback a stepping stone towards greater resilience and achievement. As we navigate the complexities of modern work environments, let us all remember that our beliefs shape our reality, but with courage, determination, and a commitment to self-discovery, we can redefine what is possible and thrive beyond perceived limitations.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.